Justin Fluke back with you. We're talking with Ed Ramsey now, the Jacksonites boys head coach. The Cobras, after a long layoff of nearly 2 weeks, get back at it last Friday night. Coach, you go to, on the road and beat a Oskaloosa team 62-52. Had to be nice not only to get back in action, but to get a road win. Did you feel like that was a pretty good game for your team after the long layoff?
Yes, I did. You know, we did some good things. One of the things that we need to work on is free throws for that game. But, you know, I was real proud of them. We come out, stuck to the game plan, and came out of there with a victory. It was their queen of court, so, you know, a longer halftime and some disruption there. And we, you know, held our composure and played pretty well. I was real proud of them.
You fell earlier this week on Tuesday night against an undefeated and top-ranked ACCHS club, 64-45 at third place. I saw it was a 20-point swing in the third quarter. What did you feel like was the biggest difference in how your team stacked up against one of the best in the state on Tuesday?
Well, you know, first quarter we played well, 15-15 time, tie. You know, it's just one of those things. I thought the difference of the game was getting back. Third quarter, we were a little leg worried, maybe. We just didn't get back on defense, and they're definitely the number one rated 3A team. Pretty good, solid team they have over there at ACCHS.
One thing I noticed is that it seemed like early in the season your team was relying more on three-pointers, and it seems like your inside game has really stepped up for you. Preston Richter's had back-to-back double-digit scoring games, and also Cameron Thomas. Do you feel like the inside game is coming along, especially those guys?
Yeah, yes, I do. You know, with the Oskaloosa game, they were big for us. And then plus at the Oskaloosa game, we had some balanced scoring. We almost had four in double figures that night. You know, and they're sophomore kids, and they're coming along and been working hard these last couple weeks, especially with our layoff we had. We were working with Cameron and Preston on, you know, different things we can do to become a better inside team. And they're starting to step it up real well for us.
You have just four games left, two at home and two on the road. You take on a McLeod team on Friday night at your home court, a big game, I know, and then Valley Falls next Tuesday. But, boy, you have to look at all four of these games down the stretch and think that if your team plays well, they can get on a roll. These are certainly winnable games if your team plays well here going into sub-state.
Yeah, and they're very important games, too, because we're kind of sitting at that 4 or 5 seed, you know, with IMAC. And we would kind of like to have that first round playoff game at our place instead of going over to IMAC or wherever we go. So, yeah, they're very, very important. And if we could just, you know, put some quarters together and eliminate some mistakes, yeah, we could get on a roll.
Well, best of luck in your upcoming two games, especially at home tomorrow against McLeod, Coach. And thanks for your time, as always.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Ed Ramsey, head coach of the Cobras. The Jacksonites Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop and Kirk's Towing and Wrecker Service of Holton.